Good morning and welcome to the premier episode of Talk of the Town, a brand new program airing each Monday through Friday morning at 8:30 right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber, and each day we'll talk to one of our friends and neighbors from the Kiowa listening area to find out what's going on in our corner of the world. Talk of the Town is brought to you today by Citizen State Bank in Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank. By Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story. By Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon. By State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Or like a good neighbor, if you prefer. State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2, Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Our guest this morning is Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull, and we will talk to him right after we do this.
Maintainer Corporation, where you are more than just an employee. Are you looking for a career and not just a job? The Maintainer team does more than just craft premium service trucks. They build careers. Would you like to work in a state-of-the-art facility with the latest equipment? Maintainer is for you. They will train you and are in the process of remodeling and building the best training facility to help you proceed in your career. Benefits are the best in the area. You get competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision insurance, a free cell phone, and that's just a start. For a complete description, go to maintainer.com and apply today.
No debt or low debt after graduation? Sound good? Enroll at Northwest Iowa Community College. Average tuition cost at NCC is about $6,000 versus $30,000 a year at a private college or university. You do the math. It's kind of a no-brainer. And NCC offers $250,000 in scholarship money every year. Don't forget about the Future Ready Iowa program and the opportunity for free college tuition. Yes, I said free. Online or on campus at NCC, your success is our story.
Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden is proud to offer their free mobile banking app, CSB, for you. Visit the App Store on your iPhone or Android and download the free CSB for you mobile app today. You can even nickname your accounts in order to make it easier for you to keep them all straight. Citizen State Bank's convenient mobile app, now including mobile deposit and bill pay. CSB for you is offered by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank and member FDIC.
And we are back, joined in studio by Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
And how are you doing this morning?
We're doing really well this morning. It's a nice drive over today, and enjoyed the travels, and glad to be back in studio.
And the weather is decent for you to travel this morning, too.
It's nice weather. It looks like we had a little wind over here. We had it in my neighborhood as well, but we avoided the torrential downpours.
Yeah, and that's fantastic, you know, especially in the areas where they've had so much stinking rain this spring and the devastation that it wrought.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Iowa State Patrol. You know, we see you driving around in the Dodge Charger or the Durango or the Explorer, whatever version of that vehicle that the troopers have, but What exactly is your job?
So our basic job is to protect the public. And Iowa State Patrol was established in 1935 with the mission to protect lives, rights, and property. And they did that by hiring on 50 troopers in that first basic academy class. And ironically, I was looking at that when looking at 1935 as being the first class. And I didn't dig into it, but I'm in the 19th basic. So there was a lot of a gap in there. But I guess I'm just getting that old.
Well, I know there was, it seems like, quite a bit of time, now that I look back, probably in the 80s when the gas crunch was on, when they didn't hire a bunch of troopers as an economy move.
Absolutely. And when there was that couple of times in there where we had to dial in and pull back on our funding, we didn't have quite the funds that were available and stuff like that. But our number one goal is just to make the roads safer. That's basically what we boil down to. You know, our mission statement is to preserve the lives, rights, and property through courtesy, service, and protection. But bottom line, we're out there to make the roads safer and make them safe for everybody.
And how do you go about doing that?
So my particular spot is the two E's, the education and enforcement. Now, I started out my career with enforcement. And usually with that enforcement, there was education as well. Like, you shouldn't do that, and here's a good reason why. And any more, that carries a pretty hefty fine. You know, you're looking at most of the citations start out about over $100 now. So that's a pretty expensive education, where right now today, we got free education. I'm out there educating mass quantities of people through this program, and that's why I think it's such a great idea and great for me to come in here and be partnered with you guys on this, and I thank you for that.
Well, of course, the fines have always been expensive. I remember the speeding ticket I got was $55, and that was in 1987.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And the thing is they've gone up through the times, and it's like the seatbelt enforcement. When I first started, it was $28 for a seatbelt ticket, and you can have a right. You have your right to not wear your seatbelt, but it's also going to cost you money if you get stopped. And at $28, we talk to a lot of people, but now that it's over $100, you just don't see that anymore, which is good because we have a high compliancy rate on that, which helps keep our fatality rates down. Because when we look at this, that's what we're looking for. Is we're looking to keep our fatalities down, keep everybody with us, and keep them safe if they do get in a crash. Ideally, we don't want them to have that crash, and that's our number one goal, is to reduce the crashes themselves, but also the fatalities that carry with them.
Oh, absolutely. And I know personally, I buckle a seatbelt every time I'm in a vehicle. My primary motivation is the memory of the head-on collision my wife was involved in, where the other driver was not buckled up, and my wife is still here, and he is not.
Absolutely. You know, stats on that, 75% of the people that are ejected do not make it. You know, and sadly, the 25% that do make it, life is not always the same as it was before. You're going to have some serious problems with that. But we look at our crashes throughout the year, and we try to target what's going on, and that's how we can figure out what kind of enforcement activities we want. And that's why you see us doing so many varieties of enforcement projects, stepping up, and we'll target specific areas that we're finding, because it really doesn't do a lot of good to go work in an area. I liken it to fishing. I'm not going to go fish in the city swimming pool, because you're probably not going to catch much there. You're not going to do much good as far as fishing, but if I go out in the area that I know there's a lot of fish and there's a good chance that I'm going to do some good there, that's where we're going to find you. And that's what the State Patrol is all about, is finding those areas, targeting those areas, and working hard. And sometimes it's a statewide effort, and sometimes it's a really pinpoint targeted section of road.
Now, you have August identified as a special month. Tell me about that.
Absolutely. So our command staff has done just what I said. We looked at our stats throughout the years, and we are deeming August as aggressive driving enforcement month. What that basically boils down to is we're looking for those aggressive drivers. And the reason we're looking at August is because traditionally in the past 5 years, this has been the most deadliest month for us on the roadways. Deadliest month by far. You know, we're looking at 41 deaths on the road average over the last 5 years. We had 47 last year in the month of August. That's 10 over one a day. So we're going to target that. And the aggressive driving actions, you know, you're talking about speeding. We all know about excessive speed, and we're talking about those really excessive speeds.
Well, you know, those seem to really crank up during COVID, when I don't know if the mindset was, hey, there's nobody else on the road, it doesn't matter how fast I go.
That's exactly what people were telling us when we were stopping them, because we were still out there, and we were still doing our job, and we were enforcing the laws. But yeah, you're absolutely right. They just skyrocketed then. And I don't have those numbers exactly, but I want to say we went from like 500 to 1,500, and I think it was like 1,400. Violations that we're stopping. Those are just the ones we're stopping and issuing and dealing with. Those weren't the ones that were doing it and didn't get caught. But, you know, it's not just the speed, though. Speed definitely plays a factor, but it's the speed related, like the following too close, the bad passing, or the stop and yield violations. Those are the huge ones. Those, the stop and yield, if you're in such a hurry that you don't have time to stop, or you don't take the time to look both ways, and you pull out in front of somebody, those are oftentimes our fatality crashes that we're having. And so we're just gonna crack down really hard on those, and we're gonna really look at Fridays as well. The Friday numbers are just scary on that. When you look at that, in the last 5 years, we've had 27 deaths on Fridays in August.
Wow.
27 deaths in Fridays in August. We've had 3,186 crashes just on Fridays.
Holy cow.
In August.
Holy cow.
5 years. That's 119 serious injuries, so requiring hospital attention and possibly long-term rehabilitation. And then 484 minor injuries. So you start looking at those numbers and you just think about that on a Friday in August.
That's just amazing.
It makes me want to stay home.
Yeah, I hear that. We're going to talk more with Trooper Krall. We're going to talk about more about speed, about upcoming county fairs. And we'll do all that right after we do all this.
The train station 2 has arrived in Sheldon. Docked and happy to serve with fine daily specials. Enjoy some incredible foods and some delicious appetizers any day of the week. 3 p.m. to close and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Sundays. Enjoyable, wonderful food creations off a generous menu and amazing atmosphere. Board the train at the Train Station 2 in Sheldon. Make a quick stop at Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Sheldon on the east side, Crossroads Edition. You'll experience a shop with hard-to-find liquors, wines, plus incredible items to naturally reduce your pain and anxiety. Starting in September, the first Thursday of the month is wine tasting from all your favorite local wineries, and Fridays are bourbon and vodka samplings. And as always, they offer price match on products also. Stop in and enjoy the experience at Highway Liquor and Smokes.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town. We are talking with Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krall, and we are right smack in the middle of county fair season. And I know that that you guys have a presence at many of the county fairs.
Absolutely. You know, we're trying to get out there and make sure people, first off, get safe to those fairs, and we're enforcing. Those are one of those targeted areas that we look at. You know, anytime there's a town festival or a county fair or some special event going on, we're going to try and put ourselves close by, because if something does happen, we want to be able to respond and help out and assist the locals with that. But more importantly, we want to make sure everybody's obeying the laws to get there. And by seeing us, oftentimes it reminds everybody, it's like, maybe I should slow down, or maybe I need to do this. And that's key to it. That goes back to that education and enforcement. They're understanding that, oh, we have laws and we have rules, and they're for everybody to obey. But we see that officer is like, okay, I'm going to slow down. I don't want to get a ticket. Mm-hmm. Or maybe I need to pay a little bit closer attention. And that's truly what it comes back to. And it goes with another E, everybody. Everybody needs to take part in this, because that's what it's going to take to make these roads actually safe. Mm-hmm. You know, we can talk about it all we want. We can go out and do the enforcement. But if I can't get the buy-in from the motoring public, it's not going to work. So we need their support and their efforts, and that's great with that. We got the Clay County Fair. Obviously, that comes up after the State Fair, which is always fun. But we're going to be there as well. We're going to make a big splash at the Clay County Fair this year. But
well, I know last year at the Clay County Fair, you're going to have something this year there that you had last year.
Yep.
And that is a Camaro that contained three teenagers who all lost their lives in the same accident. And this car is just unbelievable. Well, you and I were together when I saw it for the first time. And if you recall, I think my comment was, holy crap.
Yeah, and what kind of car was it?
Yeah, exactly. And the Iowa State Patrol has put out a video about this particular crash and the victims that I think everybody should watch, but especially every parent of a teenage driver needs to sit down with that teenager and watch this. Tell us about that video.
Absolutely. This goes back to that education portion again. We're showing you the devastation of speed, and that's the label of this. It's on the YouTube. The devastation of speed is just that. This is a single vehicle crash. This isn't a crash with multiple vehicles where three people lost their lives. This is a single vehicle that went off the road at an extremely high rate of speed, vaults the road, and ends up hitting the embankment on the other side at 104 miles an hour, taking the lives of the 18-year-old driver and two female 17-year-olds. One, I believe, just had her birthday the day before.
Well, you know, I watched that video yesterday after you and I were visiting about it. I watched that video. And yeah, it's the devastation of speed, the 104 mile per hour impact. But prior to that, they were clocked at 146.
Yeah, Yeah, extreme speeds, right?
Oh.
You know, we're using the data off the boxes and pulling those numbers off and stuff like that. And they're just literally running from the law enforcement because they were clocked at, I believe it was 90 miles an hour, 80 miles, whatever it was, 80 or 90 miles an hour in a 50 zone. And they knew that there was a high probability they were getting stopped because they saw the officer. They took off and they were running. But it's just crazy. And we have these, and that one was over in Dubuque, but we've had these similar types of instances in our own area here in Northwest Iowa. So we really need people to understand that. And I encourage everybody, like you say, to watch this video. I use videos like that one in my driver's ed presentation when I do it, but we have the online version now where parents are teaching. Use this as a valuable resource. If you love your children like I love mine, you'll make sure that they're watching videos like this to understand that it's not just in the movies. This is real life, and this is what it looks like.
And it's an extremely powerful video. As I mentioned, I watched it yesterday, and you and I have known each other for a while. You know that I have a background in law enforcement, and even somebody like myself who knows what they're going to be looking at, it still hits hard.
It can be a tear-jerking moment for most people if you really put yourself in the place of these participants of the video where they're talking about it. And I want to commend and thank the individuals that made this video available for us. You know, had it not been for the families stepping up and doing this, but that's goes back to that education thing. They're wanting to make sure that somebody else doesn't have to go through what they went through. You know, and that's huge for them to step forward and talk about how this has devastated their lives and changed their lives forever. And it's all because of a bad choice made.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a conscious choice most of the time. You don't just all of a sudden go 90 miles an hour or better. You're consciously going that speed. We need to make that conscious effort to be that good defensive driver and obey the laws.
And one of the problems is when you're the age of these kids, 17, 18 years old, you're 10 feet tall and bulletproof.
Invincible. I mean, invincible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, once you get to be our age,
oh man,
100 miles an hour is a lot faster than it used to be.
Life goes by fast enough. We don't need to be doing that. And it's funny. I talk about that in the driver's ed as well. And, you know, it's going to be somebody else that has this happen to them. It always is. It's always going to be somebody else. But the problem is you're my somebody else.
Yep.
And I'm your somebody else. So therefore, it hits home. And like I said before, we have these types of crashes. We have these incidences that happen here in our own backyard. Don't always advertise them quite as much. You know, we'll talk about the crash or the fatal crash for a day or so, but after that, it's old news, and most of the time, most people don't hear about it or think about it after that.
Well, and we haven't had the technology all that long to be able to put that image on your computer screen right in front of you, and you can see the visceral reaction of the parents and the siblings and the friends who all are affected by this. You know, we talk sometimes about the empty seat at the dinner table.
Yeah.
That's not scratching the surface of the complete story.
No, and we talk about this and the deaths and stuff like that, but then I remember of a serious crash that I covered that involved distracted driving. And again, not paying attention to what he's doing, a little bit of speed involved as well, but the driver was going to make a left-hand turn, saw a vehicle coming at him, was going to wait for that bigger vehicle, which was a great choice, had all the turn signals and everything, all the warning in place, but the driver behind him didn't see it, turned and created a very tragic event. This individual lived. I talked with the attorney a couple, two, 3 years later, prior to going to the civil court on it for the lawsuit aspect, and the attorney told me that the client was doing really well. And really well for him was laying in a hospital bed, family getting him up to move every day because he was paralyzed and was not, but he was still able to be part of the family because he could move his eyes and sit in the hospital bed in the living room.
The definition of good varies from case to case.
Yes, absolutely. He's alive, he's with his family, but life has changed.
Absolutely. So, again, Clay County Fair coming up next month. You will have that. I'll give you a hint because you won't be able to tell on your own. It is it's a Camaro. You'll have that on display. You're going to have the sled this year?
Yep, we're going to bring that the crash sled, or the seatbelt simulator, crash simulator. It's a ride that we allow people to ride, 14 years old and older. Ride on that. It gives you the simulation of a low impact crash to reinforce why you should wear the seatbelt, because the impact you feel at 10 and I don't know if it's 12 mile an hour impact, but the feeling you get from that is enough to say, holy cow, imagine what 50 mile an hour or 60 miles an hour is going to feel like.
Yeah, I had an accident a couple of years ago. I was doing maybe 25. Well, probably less than that at impact because I had braked. But it was still a pretty good jolt.
Absolutely. We have a lot of fun with that one. We have people that want to take videos of it. We have them slow it down, and you can see the hair go forward. The glasses fall off the heads. And it's a eye-opening event. And so we're going to have both those events coming back this year. We'll be on the north side of the building where we're normally located, the depot building there. And we'll be out there talking with individuals about improving safety on the road and just being good drivers, and talk about the Camaro and the crash that evolves, and the number of people that come up and talk about their crashes, and the parents that see that and say, everybody needs to see that. Everybody needs to see that.
All right, we'll be back to wrap it up right after this.
Nicholas Keene and his dedicated staff at State Farm Insurance in Shelton are prepared to protect you, your family, and your property with life, health, auto, home, and business casualty coverage that fits and affordable. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Visit Nick and staff at 101 North Runger in Crossroads Edition in Shelton.
When you need care, you want to know it's close to where you live, work, and play. That's why at Sanford Health, we're committed to providing you with the care you need right where you call home. We offer a full range of services in Sheldon, and it's always easy to make an appointment with walk-in care and extended hours that fit your schedule. We're open until 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 5 p.m. on Fridays, and from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. Find a provider at sanfordhealth.org.
Corner Discount in Sheldon, located at the corner of 9th Street and Old 60, offers retail merchandise over stock pallets from Sam's Club, Target, Amazon, food and drink distributors throughout the store. Store hours are Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. These items are from 30 to 70% off retail in-store prices. So you can stop, shop, and save at Corner Discount in Sheldon.
And welcome back to Talk of the Town with Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull. Also coming up at the Clay County Fair, you have something new this year.
We're going to have the canine demonstration that's been done at the State Fair. We're going to bring our canines in, and we're going to put on a nice demonstration on Wednesday. They're deeming that Heroes Day. They're going to have a really cool parade with that, and we're going to bring in a few of our enforcement vehicles, have those on display. We're going to have, I think, the area attack team's going to have one of their vehicles on display. I'm working on getting one of our vintage squads.
Oh, very cool.
Which is kind of cool, but kind of makes me feel old because I remember driving that car. So it'll be nice to have those different vehicles on display for people to come up and take a look at.
Well, you talk about the tactical team. You know, what's the display without a Bearcat, right?
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So we'll have that, and then we're going to have, I think it's at 12:30 on that Wednesday, by Central Park, we're going to have the canine demonstration, and it's going to be on a grass area where at the State Fair it's on a nice concrete stage, but the dog doesn't get very good traction, and it's still impactful, and it shows you the power that these animals have and how much restraint they have, but how much force they also have. But the grass is really going to make it a lot better for the dog.
Do you get to be the chew toy at the fair?
I am not going to be the chew toy. I'm hoping not to be the chew toy because I'm not going to be wearing the protective gear. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it might be a little warm.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay. Hey, that's going to do it for Talk of the Town today. Kevin, thank you for joining me. I do appreciate it, and we will talk to you again.
Thank you.
That's Iowa State Patrol Trooper Kevin Krull on today's Talk of the Town. Talk of the Town is a daily program at 8:30 Monday through Friday here on Kiowa FM, and it is presented by Citizen State Bank of Sheldon and Boyden, a real community bank, by Northwest Iowa Community College, where your success is our story, Highway Liquor and Smoke Shop in Eastern Sheldon, State Farm Insurance Agent Nicholas Keene in Sheldon. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. By Sanford Sheldon, by the train station and train station 2. Corner Discount in Sheldon, and by Maintainer Corporation in Sheldon. Thanks, and join us again tomorrow morning when we will have Rob Rosenboom of Rise Ministries here to tell us about his new book. That's Talk of the Town, Monday through Friday mornings at 8:30, right here on Kiowa FM 105.3. I'm Tom Trauber.